This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs program. I'm David Pike with Mitchell County Safe Place, and I have with me today Samantha Phipps from the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County. Welcome, Samantha.
Thank you, David.
Now, last week we talked about our two treatment programs, one for victims, the support group, and one for abusers, the abuser treatment program that you're starting off in Yancey County, and we're kind of excited about those programs. But today we want to talk a little bit about domestic violence and children. So you are formerly with DSS and probably have a lot of experience with children. Tell us a little bit about some of the ways that kids can get hurt in these violent situations in the family.
Right, David. One thing folks don't realize is that it is now considered criminal misdemeanor to have domestic violence in the home in front of the children. If mama strikes daddy or daddy strikes mama, or guns are pulled, knives are pulled, people can be arrested over that just for having that happen in front of the children. That became law, I think, less than a year ago or a little over a year ago. Children get caught in the middle, literally and figuratively. They can be direct targets. If mom and dad are fighting, mom or dad could deliberately go after one of the children. They can be indirect victims in that a lot of times older children will go and try to protect mama or try to protect daddy, get in the middle, and can get hurt. The parents never would intend for that to happen, but it can in the heat of passion. And also, they can learn the behavior. That's another way that they're indirect victims.
You know, we've seen it over and over again how domestic violence is a generational thing, and so kids learn from their family and watching mom and dad and how they interact. And if domestic violence is going on in your family, that's what they see, and that's what's normal to them, isn't it?
Exactly. Girls learn how to be a victim later on in life, and the boys who are growing up as victims ultimately will learn how to be the abuser.
Now, one of the things that we're seeing, and you and I have talked about this a little bit, is we're getting a number of calls from teenage girls mostly, but talking about dating violence. And I guess you've seen the same sort of thing in Yancey County, haven't you?
We have, and in talking to teenagers at the high school level, I'm hearing more and more about dating violence. It's perplexing to me. I know you and I have talked in the past, and I've talked to other people who are in this profession, and it's becoming a cultural norm to see not only more dating violence, but to see more and more young women who are violent and provoke some of the incidents.
Right. And I've mentioned it before on this program, but you know, you see a lot of incidences on TV now where young girls are parts of gangs and involved with violence that you just didn't see before. That was kind of a boys thing where you had violence, but we're seeing more and more with girls, aren't we?
We are, and I'm having teenage girls and middle school age girls talking about they're going to beat each other up, and they actually are beating each other up.
So you've seen a lot of this, I guess, in your work with DSS at the local high school locally, haven't you?
I have, and with either overhear conversations or the girls will tell me directly, and they've girls and boys are getting more desensitized to violence, and they are growing up to become the adults of the next generation, and that's scary.
And I think parents need to be aware that this is going on, and you know, quiz your kids about their relationships and whatnot, and try to find out what's going on in your family. Also, I think we need to mention that as far as DSS is concerned and the law is concerned, if there's violence going on in the home, you know, a woman can lose her kids just because the violence is going on, even if the kids have not been directly hurt.
Exactly. It's illegal to perpetuate domestic violence in front of the children.
Great. Now, before we close, you wanted to mention something about a cookbook that you've got.
Yes, we're in the planning stages of the cookbook, and we're going to take the rest of this year up until about October to collect the recipes. It's a part of diversity education, diversity outreach, and more in Yancey County and in Mitchell County. We're becoming more culturally diverse, and I think sometimes we forget that we've been fairly diverse for a good long time. And in our recipes and places that we've come from, I think that speaks volumes about our diversity.
Well, give them a phone number that they can call if they want to participate.
Yeah. If you'd like to participate in the cookbook and sending us a recipe, please call me, Samantha Phipps, at 678-3436. And our crisis line is 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, the crisis line is 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.